Let's get the business news next from Brian Finn. Morning again, Brian.
Rachel, thank you. Good morning. Representatives of US companies based here and Irish companies in the US are gathering in Croke Park today for the annual Global Business Conference, which is hosted by the American Chamber in Ireland. Mark Redmond is its CEO. He joins us from there. Plenty to talk about in the current landscape. Mark, is there a degree of nervousness, I wonder, though, in light of the recent spate of job losses in the tech sector? Some are going for a second round of layoffs now.
No, good morning, Brian. There's actually a lot of optimism and ambition at our conference today. We're releasing our latest quarterly FDI Insights survey of multinationals, and the numbers are really positive. So 64% are saying they're going to increase their job numbers over the next 12 months, 31% maintaining job numbers, and only 5% increasing or decreasing. But on the tech sector, we obviously stand in solidarity with those going through very difficult times right now, but it is important to note the central bank 2 weeks ago made the point that they expect all those losing their jobs right now to be immediately re-employed. And in fact, the ESRI's report this morning evidences that. It says, in fact, there are as many tech jobs being created as those currently being lost. So the overall picture is incredibly positive. In fact, U.S. employment in Ireland now stands at a record high of 209,000 people employed directly and a further 167,000 employed indirectly.
And certainly a lot of absorption for those tech job losses. But we've also had been hit, I suppose, with this recent turmoil in the financial sector, and it's largely arisen as a result of rising interest rates. It's a changing global landscape, really. Money is becoming more expensive. That must be impacting decision-making.
Well, again, it's interesting, Brian, that year on year, U.S. multinationals are spending over 30 billion in the Irish economy. And of that number, about 7 billion is capital expenditure. We've already seen in the last 4 months, 3 billion announcements in capital expenditure in the biopharma sector alone. So in the context of the global picture, Ireland, at the center of the transatlantic economy, remains a location of choice for U.S. investment. In fact, in our survey, 92% of multinationals say their corporate headquarters have a really positive view of Ireland for the coming years.
We've just been talking about housing, or lack of it. Nearly 60% of participants in your survey said it was their biggest challenge. We were talking to ISME, the SME representative group, a few weeks ago, and they said a number of their members were buying up housing in order to accommodate their workforces. Surely, is that something that bigger US companies are doing as well?
So actually at our conference, Minister Dara O'Brien will be joining us to give a keynote, and I know all 300 delegates will want to hear what he has to say. Housing is a top issue, Brian. In fact, the top three issues, housing, number one, skills shortage, number two, and incentivizing research and development, number three. So to be frank with you, in terms of future success of inward investment in this country, it really is all about capacity. Capacity of housing, our planning system, energy, public and private transport, education and research. It really is making sure Ireland maintains its competitiveness in those areas.
You mentioned skills, the skills gap also a challenge for a number of companies. Where are those gaps most acute?
So what we're finding from our survey, Brian, is the biggest gap is engineering. And in particular, we need to do better on removing barriers for girls and women to pursue engineering subjects and careers. A close second, interestingly, in the context of your question about tech, close second, digital and data, and then a close third, machine learning and AI. Now, these are massive areas of opportunity. So we really do applaud the collaboration between multinationals and the third level sector to address the skills needs in those emerging areas.
I just want to ask you about corporation tax. The Irish Times cited a Department of Finance document yesterday in which it was suggested that instead of implementing the 15% corporate tax rate as per the OECD agreement, that we would maybe keep the 12.5% and then we would levy a top up on bigger firms. Is that a good workaround, do you think?
And look, this is actually within the OECD framework. So this is not, if you will, this is more a matter of implementation as opposed to changing goalposts. And what may be surprising to people is that the vast majority of companies in Ireland will continue to pay 12.5% corporation tax. A very small but very significant in terms of their scale number of companies will be paying an effective rate of 15%. So what we understand the government is proposing is, let's keep our headline brand rate at 12.5%, and for that small number, within the OECD framework, we'll implement an adjustment that results in an effective 15% rate. So that kind of makes sense once it's very clear how that works. So
it is a good idea in your view?
It makes sense from an Ireland perspective, Brian, because the 12.5% rate is really well recognised, and I think it's important for both Irish companies and others to understand that rate is staying. It's only a very small number of companies that will move to an effective 15% rate.
Mark Redmond, CEO of the American Chamber in Ireland, thank you very much.